Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we'll be talking about a fascinating study that explores topological photonics through plasmonic Su-Schrieffer-Higgs chains. This research uncovers important steps towards enhancing our control over light at the nanoscale. But we'll also think critically about its strengths and where it could improve. So, let's dig in. The study focuses on a model known as the Su-Schrieffer-Higgs model, or SSH model for short. This model has its roots in condensed matter physics, originally developed to understand how electrons behave in certain materials. It describes a one-dimensional structure where the way particles interact changes across the system, leading to unique localized states at the edges, like tiny light-holding islands at the ends of a chain. Now, to bring this concept into the light of the modern age, researchers have used plasmonic nanoslit resonators to fabricate these SSH chains. Plasmonics deals with how light interacts with metal at the nanoscale, allowing light to be squeezed into much smaller spaces than normally possible, kind of like how a powerful flashlight can illuminate small corners that would otherwise be dark. In their work, the scientists precisely manipulate the distance between these nanoslit resonators down to less than a nanometer. This precision is crucial for creating a strong coupling between the components of the chain. By doing this, they create what are called mid-gap modes, energetic states that are localized at the ends of the chain, protected from disturbances that could otherwise break them apart. To observe these mid-gap modes, the team employed a method called photoemission electron microscopy, or PEEM. This technique allows for imaging the plasmonic modes at a resolution of about 3 nanometers, smaller than the size of a single bacterium. They found that the intensity of the photonic signal noticeably increased at the outer edges of the chain, indicating the presence of these robust modes. One of the most exciting implications of this work is its connection to quantum technologies. Strongly coupling these topologically protected states to quantum emitters could pave the way for new advances in quantum information processing and secure communications. Imagine, if you will, networks of quantum computers sharing information more securely and efficiently because of improved light manipulation at the nanoscale. This research moves us closer to that possibility. However, nothing in science is perfect, and along with the promising discoveries, the research also faced some critiques worth discussing. Let's delve into them. First, the strengths of the research. The authors have successfully demonstrated intricate control over topological systems at the nanoscale. Their clear alignment between experimental results and theoretical predictions supports their claims about the presence of mid-gap modes. This is a substantial advancement for the field. The methodology used, combining PEEM and FDTD simulations, was well laid out and rigorous, allowing for replicability. However, a few points for improvement stood out in the critiques. Although the paper does discuss its methods in detail, the availability of raw data for independent verification isn't quite clear. Making such data publicly accessible would enhance the reproducibility of these exciting findings. Moreover, while the study tackles significant questions in the field, clearer focus on long-term implications and how these findings tie into broader scientific objectives could elevate the discourse. To summarize, this research showcases an impressive advancement in plasmonic chains and their topological properties, linking photonics with quantum technologies in a novel way. The combination of robust experimental results bolstered by clear methodology makes a strong case for these new tools in bioimaging and beyond. In closing, this new venture into plasmonic SSH chains not only lays the groundwork for future experiments in quantum systems and two-dimensional arrangements but also radiates potential insights for applications in imaging technologies. As we continue to explore the realms where light, matter, and quantum physics meet, each step brings us closer to understanding the universe at its most fundamental levels. Thank you for joining me on this episode of SciBud. I hope today's exploration sparked your curiosity. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for more science news and discoveries. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and stay curious.